And we're away.
Oh, we're leaving?
Yeah, we're away. We're the away team.
Okay.
Oh, God. Is this what I'm going to have to endure for the next 30 fucking minutes? Jesus.
If you're lucky.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
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 You sick, disgusting motherfuckers.
See, right out of the gate with the F word. This is why...
You build up to the F-bomb, Jeffrey. Let me give you a little comedy tip 101 right there, buddy.
Let's try this again.
Yeah, from the top.
Hey, you fucking cocksuckers. There, that's
how you build.
That's
how you
build.
Foundation, hey. And then you build.
Hey, you friendly whores.
Howdy do.
Hey.
Bill. I'm just joking, sorry, go on.
Jesus Christ. You just tuned into If I'm Letter, I'm Right.
That's right, you sure have.
Okay.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hey! So you've tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. I'm Jeffrey Berner, and I'm still a virgin. What we do on this show...
Is well, I'll take care of that,
are
Mr.
You?
Berner.
All
right. Mr. Berner's gonna fuck Mr. Berner, huh? Wow, what a Freaky Friday kind of situation this is.
I don't know if you've seen Freaky Friday.
No, because if your mind went into somebody else's body... Oh, what a manic Monday, am I right, guys?
I feel like you saw the porn.
Got a case of the Mondays. Freaky fucking Friday.
Yeah.
Triple F.
I feel like you saw the porn joke on Freaky Friday, which was called Freaky Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, the porn writers are so original.
They're probably the most original.
Let's
you
not,
fucking this.
This
scene.
Is we.
This,
we
in this scene, you're gonna fuck. That's what you do.
Freaky Friday, and you're gonna fuck some fucking.
What's my
Friday.
Character's motivation in this scene?
Like, your character wants you to.
I want to come.
No! It's more complex than that. Your character. Jesus. Your character wants to be a dirty little slut. That's your character's motivation. Okay.
Okay.
Now go.
Hi, I'm a dirty little slut.
Hi, okay. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Oh, you look like you've never had sex before.
You're right. I haven't even seen a vagina or boobs.
Well, here, allow me to introduce you to the wild world of vaginas and boobs.
Oh, great pussy.
And
scene.
Wait, cut.
Yes.
We need...
Was that no?
Nick, can you seem a bit more like you're lowering your standards?
Like I, as Jeffrey Berner, am lowering my standards? You can't punch through the basement, buddy. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Come on, really, there's a base level there.
Yeah, that's a good note, but I thank you for the note, but I think that we're just going to go as is on the script.
Yeah,
but it's a collaborative effort.
We really appreciate the...
Nick broke a chair.
You son of a bitch! Nick Crosby,
That is not true. We haven't even gotten... We haven't gotten to introduce our moderator, much less explain why we have a new permanent moderator. This is going off the rails right out of the gate.
In the first inning, this thing is off the rails. Look, you guys are going to hear a lot of rumors about me maybe breaking a chair. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. Maybe I've killed men. I don't know. I'm blackout right now. I'm blacked out drunk. Blackout drunk?
You're wearing blackface.
I am, well, yes. I did not. I forgot that you can't see things when it's podcasting. Yeah. And I,
We do appreciate the effort, though.
I put some burnt cork on my face. Oh, God. This needs to be erased from the internet immediately.
It's more or less. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same as if we had erased it from the internet.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. That's funny.
Hey, I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. And what we do on this show, eventually, is we debate the real issues.
The very real issues.
The realest of issues.
The realest of realest issues.
The fake issues.
The realistic issues.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Berner. And... Big broken chain.
Well, before we get to our new permanent moderator, perhaps we should explain...
Yeah, before we get to them.
Before we get
obviously,
to him. Before we introduce him and have him
before
talk.
He talking,
before he breaks any more chairs.
Right.
That's an egregious...
Hey, you don't have to cover for me.
No, I just because, you know...
I just want to say egregious.
I wanted to say egregious, A. B, you have violated our moderator's trust. He has to work with us for the rest of his career now.
I was going to say for the rest of these 20 minutes that this podcast is going to keep going.
But then,
yeah,
further to that,
I'll never talk to you people again.
Well, we still have to work, with each other. Yeah.
As you are the permanent moderator.
All right, I don't want to keep going.
As you are the permanent moderator.
Right, I forgot. I'm doing this on an ongoing basis.
Yes, sir.
I just winked, and even though
I think it picked up.
Did you hear? The microphone is omnidirectional. Yeah.
You hear the sound of my eye?
It's directed at your eye.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's not all the squishing they're hearing.
Hey, huh?
Hey.
What does that even mean?
I was talking about Freaky Friday.
Oh, okay, right. Were we talking about that before?
No, I think so.
No. Just... It's keep
was that
going.
You? Okay. So anyway,
thanks for tuning in.
Hey,
right. Hey,
how do you do? And then the theme music comes in for the fourth time, and then we say,
"Brilliant editing, Jackie." Anyway,
so our former moderator.
Yeah, what happened to our previous permanent moderator?
Well, here's
Mr. Dallas McLaughlin.
Dallas McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Dallas Sarah McLaughlin.
Good name for a cop show.
You know, he was working out famously, but
very well. But unfortunately,
little
he
trouble
got
at home
after the podcast, mm-hmm. and his mom found some drugs in his backpack.
Now, no one's going to point fingers and say whose drugs they were, Jeffrey Burner's or Jeffrey Burner's.
I mean,
nobody wants to say.
No, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, no one Jeffrey Burner, Jimmy Calloway, Jeffrey Burner's not going to say it was Jimmy Calloway.
Nor is Jimmy Calloway going to say it was Jimmy Calloway, but it was Jimmy Calloway.
Right.
You guys are basically doing if he smelt it, dealt it right now, is what you're kind of throwing. You're just saying each other's name.
We tried to read
I would like, at this point, to invoke the rule of he who denied it.
Supplied it.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Yeah!
And...
Sorry, Lil Wayne just
Nick enthusiastically
in.
Farted a lot just now.
Lil Wayne.
I don't know if the mic picked it up, but, the microphone actually has moved back a good 20 yards from said fart.
That's nice.
It's weird because you're not even facing the mic with your ass.
You know how the Hulk can clap and then it's just a sonic
boom?
I
do know that.
It's what happens with my ass cheeks when I fart. They just, and then... And then watch out, it's going to be a blast radius.
It's a super booty clapper.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say it's super.
Mm.
So anyway...
So now our new permanent moderator.
Yes, allow us the pleasure of introducing for the first time here first in the time. Studio, Mr. Nick Crosby.
Hi, thank you. God, I finally get a chance to talk, fucking assholes. God, Jesus Christ. We burned it.
No, Jeffrey, he's not wrong. I think that we do talk way too much
this is
on
true.
This.
Well, I think now that he's taking the seat as permanent moderator.
Mm-hmm. One of many seats I'll be taking, since I break all of them,
right.
Apparently.
You've been going through a big pro wrestling phase, I think, is what you're saying.
They're all just foldable seats that I smash on people's heads from outside the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the little bit about wrestling I know. Is that happens. I don't watch wrestling.
Hey, The Rock, right?
You know, not to sound stereotypical, but you look like a guy who watches a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, you know what's
Buddy Skip
funny? We'll have to check with Buddy Skip later. And you know what's funny? I think that when I was a kid, I realized once I got glasses, I was like, I got glasses, I got buck teeth. I got buck teeth, if you're wondering, if you haven't seen me before. See, I got a little gap, and they're bigger, but...
Of all the things wrong with you, that's not more than like...
Yeah, that's really low on my list.
And I have man boobs, so I was like, you look so much like a nerd, give them no more nerd ammo. And I was like, don't touch anything nerdy. Dungeons and Dragons, like, all that stuff, but I was still into, like, X-Men and things like that.
Well, you gotta give yourself, you know, some leeway.
Yeah, you gotta...
No, it's very smart to
to
go with what you love based on the ridicule of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that judgment coming from Jeffrey?
No,
I'm a virgin burner. Why don't you fucking back off, buddy?
Nick, no, this is a safe place. See, again with this, you guys.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you brought up the chair, huh?
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
See, I feel as the eldest that I should dispense some wisdom upon you two. Bad news is I don't have any.
And I think it should be noted that chair had fucked upwards of 3 women.
If Adam gets down here, he's like, what happened to my booty chair? And he just gets pissed.
Some were sober. Anyway.
I got a feeling.
That's not true.
There's not a lot of...
Nothing sober. Anyway.
None of them are sober. Okay.
It's not really shared. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's more of someone's heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ooh.
So, hey,
Nick, before we start, Nick, how was your day today?
You know, my day today was actually, it was pretty good.
You're alive today. I'm sorry about that. What I did today was I made a friend.
Jeffrey, if I can stop you right there, I'd like to wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day, Burner.
Jimmy, how can you be so insensitive?
Years of practice. But what exactly have I said to upset you so, my dear friend and reluctant life partner?
How can you wish me a happy St. Patrick's Day when you know full well my parents were killed by a mass exodus of snakes out of Ireland? They were enjoying a lovely day at Bundoran Beach when they were Bundoran Beach, as the racist called, when they were suddenly crushed beneath the slimy, disgusting weight of thousands of fleeing snakes. You're a real snake in the grass, cowboy.
Now, see here, Jeffrey.
Sorry.
That's fine. I wish you no such thing, Jeffrey. I wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day, the day we celebrate the hamburger patty in all its forms. The traditional beef patty. You got your turkey burger patty, your veggie burger patty, chicken patty, and independent film director Patty Constantine. All kinds of patties.
Again, you show your callous insensitivity. You know, full well... Very loud washing machine. You know full well that my other parents were killed in a firefight in a rice paddy during the Vietnam War.
Well, I mean, if that's not reason to celebrate, I don't know what is.
You're right. Happy Tet Nguyen Dan, Jimmy.
Happy Tet Nguyen Dan, Jeffrey Burner.
That all just was things that we just happened to say.
You know what's funny about
that?
It's
so natural.
What was that last holiday that you mentioned, Jeffrey?
Tits.
No, that wasn't what you said. Say what you really said.
Tat again, damn, no.
See, you know what's funny? You say that as if you know what the word is, but then... It's like you're reading it off of something.
You know, I see why you think that, but you and I and all of our listeners know that that simply is not the case.
It's as if you were reading it and said...
Look right here!
God damn it, Jeffrey! You're just trying to cover up for the fact that you're vaguely illiterate. All right? Who just shut off all the water? What was that sound?
Well, the studio's accounting for the drought.
The studio? Right.
The studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in a studio. I forgot about that.
Studio apartment.
If only.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've gotten that completely unscripted opening bit out of the way,
yeah.
I think it's time we move on to our first topic
It's our first topic.
Crosby?
Well, as moderator, I would love... to introduce this first topic.
Right. We love that you love it. The enthusiasm.
Are you guys
really
ready?
Something. Oh, I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and do that. Jeff, I'm going to need you to shut up completely.
Okay.
That's fun to hit
that's the noise the chair makes.
Okay. That's the noise the chair makes when it decides it wants to die. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you call making love, but...
Guys, here's the first topic.
Nick, if you could please introduce the first topic.
Jesus. Scientists have
narrowed... Nick, can we go ahead and get to the first topic?
God damn it, you people!
Nick, if you could quiet down, Nick's going to introduce the first topic. You too, buddy.
Oh, hello! I'm Buddy Skip! I forgot it was you!
Buddy Skip here at our studios!
It's me, Buddy Skip! I don't think I've ever done a noise like that, but you never know what you're going to get with old Buddy Skip. Hi, radio listeners out there in Radio Land. I am the one, the only, Buddy Skip! And I'm here to provide some humor for this, by all intents and purposes, completely shitty podcast. I thought I'd lend a little bit of professionalism to these fucking hacks, this podcast. So you'll hear me pipe in from time to time. I'm a classic cult comedian.
He's really giving it to us good, isn't he, Buddy?
Well, you know, if I could speak for Buddy really quickly. Yes, I mean, hey, yo, go ahead and speak for Buddy. It's all right, Nick. Go ahead. I like you, Paul. You know, you're a good kid. All right, yeah, thanks, Buddy. You know, if I could speak for Buddy, he just doesn't take too kindly to, you know,
right.
Yeah. People that are non-professionals.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean...
Don't want to tell tales out of school here.
No.
Yo, let me tell you something, Jeffrey Burner. I'm about two minutes away from calling some of my mobster buddies and having you put in the ground out in the Nevada desert. How do you feel about that?
I'm for it, frankly.
Buddy.
If I could say buddy.
Please don't threaten any more violence. There, you got it, Nick. All right.
I'm really glad Nick's here at GD8.
Usually we have one moderator, but this is going to be...
you get two for the price of one, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, should I read the first topic?
Please.
Sure. I'm so glad Buddy was willing to work for garlic bread.
Okay, I did not want you to give away the price of my goddamn appearance on this show.
It's really unprofessional.
You say garlic bread.
It's really unprofessional.
Every asshole from here to Spicula is going to be fucking charging me garlic bread for fucking doing a set. Buddy's voice is kind of morphed. I didn't notice. Okay, Buddy, just calm down, all right? Let's go ahead and do one more. Let's get this first topic
down. Let's do it.
Fucking around a lot. Scientists have narrowed down the reason the dinosaurs died to two possible causes.
Hmm.
The dinosaurs either just masturbated too much, or they polluted too much.
Hmm.
None of us are scientists, and are not at all qualified to have much of any opinion on this issue. But let's pretend we are. Put on your white coats, fellas. What killed the dinosaurs? Masturbation or greenhouse gases? And the floor's open.
Oh, whoa, shit, floor open.
careful there.
This must be that floor you were talking about burying me in. Anyway, before we murder
me... Don't push your luck. That's all I'll say. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, the dinosaurs, they kind of had this coming. I mean, they should have known what was happening, but when they went blind, you know? I mean, but then they'd be blind to see what was actually... The problem with these damn dinosaurs, they were thinking with these dirty reptilian minds, and it was just a filthy...
Jeffrey, while you say the dinosaurs had this coming, I say the dinosaurs had this going.
Ooh.
Because they're traveling around in their gas-guzzling automobiles. Now, in the original... man-made and designed cars of that era, they were propelled by feet, which is a clean, renewable resource.
You're referring to the Flintstones model.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was Ezra. You're right, though, but for the listeners who aren't quite
for the
as
layman,
intelligent.
Who's not as familiar with the old Ford models.
Exactly. Man, I really like Nick as moderator here. And his muscle that he more professionalism.
Hey, don't fucking push me either, Jimmy, goddammit. You're on my good side right now.
Mr. Skip, I had nothing but the utmost of respect for your work.
Flintstones model.
Thing. So, these dinosaurs come along, and they're like, hey, I don't want to use my feet, I got claws, I'm going to be a bird in a few years. So they introduce the non-Flintstones model. Combustion engine.
Mm.
And that just went all downhill from there. Okay.
Don't you wag your sweaty palms at me, Jimmy Calloway. All right?
Little boy. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I will. Anyway, you know, the dinosaurs had this coming.
No! God damn it!
Now, you want to go down on your nose a little bit.
Jizz.
There you go.
Keep that in, please. You're gonna want to go down on your nuts a little bit. There you go.
Nothing gets edited out on this program.
Yeah, nothing. The tissues. Anyway, now look. Now the dinosaurs, of course, evolved into masturbating birds, which is, of course, when some white stuff falls on your windshield. Very dense semen the birds had. But it's just sick
You know what's sick, Jeffrey Berner, is you are completely ignoring the issue of greenhouse gases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has happened with this environmental danger is that people have taken the houses in which they grow plants, gardens, etc. They've reduced them from solids into a vapor, and they are using them as gas to power these cars. Now, the dinosaurs, as the progenitors of this practice, are the ones who have destroyed our environment.
Jeff, can I give you... Buddy, you want to step in on this one? Yeah, of course, I'll step in on this one. Hey, Jeffrey, let me give you a little piece of advice, all right? One professional comedian to another non-professional comedian.
Right.
Let me tell you this. Okay, here's a little joke you can do. You're arguing for masturbation?
Right.
All right, how about this? Tissue samples. You understand what I'm saying? They use the tissue to wipe up the dino jizz. And they also have tissue in their flesh. You do something with that, kid. You put it in one of your little comedy skits, huh? Put your pussy up.
Jeffrey, you realize that you're getting comedy
professional advice from professional
the Buddy Skip.
Hello, Buddy Skip. Sorry, continue as you were.
Same.
I mean, it's...
I've listened to the Too Rude to Be Crude at least 88,000 times. His album, Too Rude to Be Crude.
Yeah.
It's
on Laserdisc.
On Laserdisc.
Do-do-do. I don't know what they're saying because they're whispering over there. I cannot hear what they're saying. Continue to whisper.
Right. I think we should. I know we were very excited to talk about this, so we should really get back to it because I don't want to upset Mr. Skip. I want to keep him here. Use that bit, though.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Hey, can I just give you a nice hairy palm shake here?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Didn't see that coming.
You know, I give you gold like tissue samples, and you keep doing this bullshit.
The tissue samples.
Tissue samples.
You mocking my dialect?
No, you had a good delivery. Hey, buddy, Jeffrey Burton. Hey,
what's that, buddy? Okay, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore, Jeffrey. He doesn't like you,
dude.
It's okay. Keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail your arguments there too much.
I don't know what.
At two, buddy?
But I think you overthought
it. And it's Shakespeare over there, huh? You're a fan of Julius Caesar. You also read Timon of Athens. Some people call it Timon of Athens. It's one of his lesser knowns. Buddy studied a little Shakespeare back in his day, huh? What do you say? And Coriolanus!
Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey Berner.
And the dinosaurs, they're disgusting. I mean, we've all seen them Jurassic masturbating in the park. It's just, it's disgusting. And, you know, I think it should be noted, of course, the meteors are what killed them. I mean, as we all know, meteors are attracted by the gravity of masturbation. You jerk off, it's like a satellite for giant rocks. Mm. You're just getting these rocks on, really. It's just a terrible...
Well, Jeffrey, I have something here that will get those rocks completely off.
It's a lot of cum.
You're not just whistling Dixie, brother. I have here in my right hand a piece of incontrovertible...
Jimmy, let me... Before you finish up, let's move on to the second topic.
Does that sound fair? Okay, that's fine to do that.
Okay, second topic. The popular snuff film...
Washing machine. If you could please quiet down while Nick intros the...
Brenda.
Yeah, the popular snuff film... Washing machine, if you could please quiet down.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to get Brenda to turn the wash... Brenda!
Hey, you want me to go talk to this broad Brenda? My name's Buddy Skip.
Mr. Skip, I would be honored.
Brenda's not real, guys.
Berner, Mr. Skip wants to talk to Brenda.
But she's not...
Berner, you tell me one more person I talked to isn't real. I'm going to treat you just like I treat those psychiatrists in that ward, okay? I'm going to fucking cut you with a piece of glass that I broke off a window. How about that?
Hey,
Skip! And, Brenda!
Yeah?
What are you fucking doing, Brenda?
I'm just washing some clothes!
Brenda, I tell you what, you keep washing those fucking clothes, I'm gonna bury you in that goddamn washer, okay?
That's telling her, buddy.
Hey, I don't fucking do it!
Buddy, as much as you're a hero of mine, I mean, I think this Brenda impersonation's mean. Brenda's not real. She has some...
What are you talking about? I'm Brenda! I like ice cream! Well, look at that! Brenda likes ice cream! What are you talking about? She's not real.
It is uncanny we hit your split personality with our non-existent secretary, buddy, but, I mean, she's an imaginary woman with imaginary kids to feed.
What are you talking about? I'm right here! You guys have been sending me paychecks for the last 6 weeks!
It's a very pretty sundress, buddy.
Yeah, I gotta say, Brenda's got a voice like an angel.
Thank you!
You're welcome, Brenda. It's like a sing-song-y sort of thing going on.
Hey, Brenda, I tell you what, why don't I do this? Huh, buddy, give you this little advice. You turn that washing machine off for me, I'll shove a couple breadsticks up your pussy. How does that sound?
Hey, that sounds pretty great, buddy. Okay, I'll go turn it off right now. See ya, bye.
This is why we need to keep breadsticks in the break room.
Hey, don't worry about it. I carry breadsticks in the back of my fucking car all the time, eh? That's from performing at John's Incredible Pizza. I get the benefit of having breadsticks with me at all times.
Man, I gotta tell you, I've been doing comedy for a long, long time, as you, Berner, and Nick know. I have learned so much in just the last 24 minutes from Mr. Skip.
Oh,
hey, tell you what, it's not... Yeah, I tell you, Mr. Skip is really in
genius. Shut the fuck up, Brenda. Jesus Christ. You dumb broad. You keep talking like that. I'm not going to shove those goddamn breadsticks up your pussy. You got something you want to say to me, Brennan?
You've certainly made these breadsticks disappear into your butt, Mr. Skip, and I appreciate the comedy advice. I really do. But, I mean...
You're going for the cheap laugh there, kid. Okay? You're going for the dirty. That's something let me advise you against.
I would heed that. I would heed that advice, Brenner.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Hey, Nick.
I'm sorry, that buddy.
No apology necessary.
All right, legend, buddy.
Buddy, come on.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go ahead and. Excuse me. Blame that on Buddy.
Buddy blames Brenda.
Buddy blames Brenda. Okay. Let's get through the second.
Let's keep it down, Brenner.
The popular snuff film Faces of Death 2014, The Endless Summer, has come under considerable fire from parent groups when a pair of nude, life-giving breasts was shown in several scenes. Is this filth art or filthy art?
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now, this is a topic... that's very near to my chest. I find it's, you know, I'm a little upset that Mr. Buddy Skip is here to see how upset I am.
Hey, don't worry about it, kid.
Thank you, Mr. Skip. This is just simply put filth. Two disgusting, filthy things in my face, and I'm not going to sit still for it. I am not going to nurse this feeling at all. Come right out and say it, Burner. I do not approve.
Well, you're really milking the boob jokes, aren't you?
Oh, boy.
Now, look. You know, these people who've decided to accidentally die, they're artists. Okay? And what art they make, it's just the art that is made. And I don't want to John Water this down too much.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, what is art? All things are art, really. This is more of a Picasso Faces of Death, Jackson Pollock-y kind of a blood. That's kind of dark. But look.
Don't go too dark, kid. That's another piece of advice.
Buddy, forgive me. Forgive me forever, buddy. But
I, for one, will not support these breasts. In fact, I have a simple rule when it comes to this sort of thing. Don't do. It's called the double D rule. And...
the dinosaurs didn't see that coming.
Oh, good Jesus!
Now look,
it's like every pun you make up is another needle in my eye.
We might kill a comedy legend.
Jimmy, I mean...
And as horrible as a notion as that is, I can't help but think the notoriety would rocket us into
Right? Should we murder a person again?
I think that might not be a bad idea. Maybe whoever likes
Hey, why don't you tell people to stop IMing you on fucking Facebook when you're running a podcast, you pieces of shit?
That would be our producer.
Yeah, it's a booty call for Adam, basically. Hey, you want to fuck on that chair? Remember that one we used to fuck on that almost broke a bunch of times? Yeah, that sounds great. Assuming that piece of shit that Crosby didn't break it yet. Oh, that got dark, I'm sorry.
I have a name. Don't just have to call me chair. Anyway.
You don't have to call me. Keep going, Bunner. I like you. You're back on my radar.
You're on his radar.
The sequel to Too Rude to Be Crude, Too Rude to Be Tood.
Or maybe even Too Rude to Be Thrude.
But I hear them talking about something that sounds like my album title. I just don't know.
I think we should probably get back to that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Now look, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yes, breasts in the face of death. Sylvie, you know, death is something that just happens in the bedroom. With much like how you make life, you make death. You know, I don't know what you guys do in your free time with chairs, otherwise known as Jeffrey Burner. But I find...
Jeffrey, I don't think you're really abreast of the situation that we have here. Excuse me, I had something in my throat.
Yeah.
What we have here is a clear case of me not having any more tags for this topic. But what I do have in my left hand...
Yeah. It's a dead breast.
Oh, sorry. What I have here in my right hand...
Living breast.
...is a living breast.
Living hairy breast hand.
With a piece of incontrovertible...
One more time before you go into that, before you go into holding my breast, one of which is dead and one of which is alive, by the way. I've got one dead breast. It's something that's afflicted me since I was a young child. By the way, this is Buddy Skip, who apparently has these dead and live breasts, even though you said
Mr. Skip.
A lot of people confuse me.
This is a real insight into your work.
We look a lot alike.
Both have a similar dashing.
But, a debonair feel to us is what some people might say, such as my mother and such as Nick's mother. And we'll talk about that later. But I tell you what, why don't we go into the third subject, which I, Buddy Skip, would like to read. Go ahead and read it, buddy.
Yes,
I think that's fine.
We would be honored.
Yeah. So, go ahead. All right, if you don't mind. I mean,
no, not at all.
Were you going to say something, Jeffrey?
No.
Goddamn right you weren't going to say
something.
I'm a chair. Oh, yeah, and I'll break you just like Nick broke that last chair, you son of a bitch. All right.
That was me.
Here's the third and last topic of discussion for the evening. An increasing number of incredibly smart people are just hearing what they want to hear, and they're beautiful. Are these super kind and generous, amazing bundles of awesomeness, blah, blah, blah? Or are these great people not the ones with the problem? Or everyone else has the problems? Gorgeous. What is...
Well, thank you, beautiful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Now, look here. You know, these handsome folks, they're nice eyes, you know. And I wish the best for them, really.
You know, Jeffrey, I'm glad for once, of all the many years that we've been doing this podcast for 17 years now, Mr. Skip. I don't know if you're aware. I mean, I know
it's almost as long as I have been doing my classical comedy. What do you say, Jimmy?
Wow, I had no idea that you... I mean, I knew that you had a legacy, but I didn't know that we were so...
Close to that legacy, is the word.
Because it doesn't feel like we could be.
No, I mean, you know, we've been stealing your jokes for...
Well, there's that.
This whole time.
Sons of bitches, you've been stealing my jokes.
Jeffrey, why would you say that out loud?
I forgot what thoughts are, and I had to get it out somehow.
You know what happened to the last son of a bitch?
It's Brenda. Brenda did.
Hey, what's that? I'm Brenda! I'm back! I think I popped some of those bread sticks out of my pussy!
Brenda, goddammit, get back in the car!
Okay, buddy!
I never noticed the accent that Brenda had. Where do you suppose Brenda's from originally?
Oh, I'll tell you where I'm from! I'm from Spokane, Washington!
Oh, okay, I couldn't play. I thought it might be Astoria somewhere in there. Spokane, that sounds right.
Yeah! Spokane word, if you will. I think that's the thing you were going for.
That ain't butter on them bread sticks.
No, it's my pussy juice. Hi, I'm Brenda. I just put some pussy juice on these bread sticks. You guys want some?
I will never look at Brenda the same again.
Nah, you probably should.
Nor will I, but not in quite the way that you mean there.
Brenda and Buddy have totally interrupted this.
No, thing. Yes, okay.
Do you guys need me to repeat anything from that?
No, I think I've got my train of...
I'm on a horse.
Oh, okay, right. Now, okay, we agree that these people are beautiful and awesome and superlative, but I don't think it's fair exactly to say that they're only hearing what their beautiful and succulent ears want to hear. I think it's more than that. I think it's that what they're hearing is the truth. And isn't that what we're all after when you think
Jimmy.
About it?
I have been doing something to my hair, but, I mean... You know, I mean, they've got some great teeth.
Mm-hmm. But I understand. I understand. First of all, I want to thank you for your very kind words. And it's been kind of an honor to work with you for as long as I have been, too. But I think that my initial point remains that, look, okay, when you're as awesome and as... another word that's a synonym for awesome as these people that we're discussing are... You can't get bogged down with the little details, you know, like things like conversations or others' opinions or feelings. I think you guys see where I'm going with this, because you're both highly intelligent.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I try to keep them firm. But, I mean, you know, I mean, well, Jimmy, I don't know about racially superior, but these wise yet youthful people.
Yes. I hear what you're saying, and I'm definitely going to consider listening to what you're saying at some point in the future. But I think what's really important is how great I am. Now, I don't want to be the only one singing my praises, which is lucky for me since everyone else does. What I think, though, the main thing is when people talk about how great I am, they talk about what a great listener I am. It's usually, like, second or third after penis size, obviously.
Your penis is great, Jimmy!
Thank you, Brenda. And I'm really liking Brenda today. I know last week I was yelling at her a lot, but she's...
Still buddies, split personality.
All right, you know what? Okay.
Stop insisting on my non-existence, Jeffrey!
Thank you again, Brenda. I can't believe that you're not hearing this, Jeffrey. Oh. When clearly Brenda is making the right moves.
I mean, I guess maybe later if you really want to. But, I mean, look, you know, these people, they're wonderful. And, you know, I mean, I swear, they're just so wonderful. I think they're very special to me, and I want to sometimes just tell them.
Oh, I think they're whispering about you, buddy.
Oh, thanks you very much, Brenda. I think that's what they're doing.
That's kind of a sign of paranoia. They're pretty, and I mean, I just want to rub them.
Well, I mean, I think, what I really think you should do is I mean, I'm glad that you open up to me about this, but then what I think you ought to do is get something like, I don't know, like a piece of incontrovertible evidence, put it in your hand, and then announce to the room.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
On three, okay, ready? Three.
They're getting pretty excited.
Well, I have in my right, you are beautiful, sir. Incontrovertible evidence.
Okay.
Which will prove.
Hold on, you know what? Hey, guys, I know I haven't been here for a while. It's Nick Crosby again, in case you lost track.
You've been doing a bang up.
You got the chair, right?
And, what's it now? Come again? Oh, you sure you don't want to make some stupid pun about coming again? Anyways, let me tell you guys.
It's everywhere.
You know, as rough and tumble of a relationship as we had, I've listened to a lot of the arguments that you guys have been sending back and forth between each other tonight, and I think I have no choice. To declare a winner.
I think that's in your contract. You are not given that option.
Okay, you do not tell me what's in my... Skip, Bendy! You don't tell Nick what's in his contract. Hey, buddy, I can handle this myself.
Mr. Skip, I meant no disrespect.
We're just talking to your lawyer, Mr. Skip. That's, really apologize to you.
I did not know I was legally representing Buddy Skip right now, but...
Buddy told us.
Let me tell you this.
You're not calling Buddy Skip a lawyer.
Guys, I think I have no choice but to declare one... Mr.
My name starts with that noise.
It's so suspenseful. I know, it could be Nino.
No.
Jeffrey Burnham!
He has arm raised his head. I've never had that.
I yell louder so I'm right, or whatever this podcast is called.
It's almost as if it was predetermined on a whiteboard.
You know, Jeff, I don't appreciate that. We do a lot of hard work here, and we make sure that it's a good show, and then you go ahead and subvert the whole goddamn
Nick's
thing.
It's Nick's first show as moderator.
Submitting his authority already. Wink.
I appreciate his subtlety.
I almost tipped over on this chair. Looking for my beer. Jeff, how do you feel being the winner, buddy?
Yeah.
I feel good. I want to get back in the pool, train some more, practice not drowning, drown a few times.
Right. That way you get better. That way you know what to not do for next time.
Right.
You know, you get back in the pool, you drown a couple times. They say the only way to get better is to drown and die a couple of times.
Yeah, you die. So get back in the pool. Pretend you're a fish. Fuck a fish.
Yeah.
Pretend you're a fish.
A lot of fish in the pool that you swim in.
Yeah, it's the ocean.
You swim in Mother Nature's pool, is what you're saying. You know, fuck a fish.
Yeah, that's the YMCA, the ocean.
Funny story, Fuck a Fish is the name of my fish cover band.
And
real big fuck a fish?
Real big, they might be big fuck a fish. Fuck a fish is spelled with a, fuck is spelled with a PH. In
right.
Fuck a fish.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, real big fuck a fish is the
so
name
of course, of after your hero's Fat Panda.
Hey, San Diego!
Hey, San Diego locals who get the local humor there, hey!
That was a little for you, wink. Wait, can I just say wink, or do I actually have to wink as well?
I think you have to wink so they can hear the
Why
switch.
Why don't you commit, buddy? It's all about commitment. All right, they can hear the wink.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead.
You know how to spell Fat Panda this month, though.
Okay. Jimmy just shit his pants, and...
Was that not... What
no, we
was that code for wink?
He winked.
Do I have to shit my pants?
He winked with the wrong hole, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's
Jesus
what it, that's where the
Christ. I'm already regretting
buddy,
declaring
sorry,
you the fucking. Hey, what's that, kid? Sorry, I was too busy gangbanging Brenda over here at the fucking bed.
He's a one man gangbang, buddy Skip.
No, he called in a couple of friends. They've been going at me for the last 3 minutes. Brenda, you pussy. It's so. Nubile and wet. I can't get enough of it. It's me, Buddy Skip.
Oh yeah, I'm swimming in Brenda's pussy.
No, you're not. You're not one of these guys gangbanging me wet pussy.
Comes a fish. No, I'm the chair that you've been.
No, Buddy's the only one having sex with me. I just have shoved a bunch of breadsticks in there, so it feels like I'm getting gangbanged.
Trying to sort of M. Night Shyamalan, I'm a chair kind of a twist. He was a chair.
No one knows what that means, Jeffrey. Yeah.
And Night Shyamalan, he's a local San Diego comedy production team.
And Night Fat Panda Shyamalan, mugga ding dong.
He's a winner of the Kumite, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a very select group. I believe I belong to that group. Me by Skip.
Right.
Oh, of course.
I believe I
legendary.
Won 1 year.
Yeah.
In fact, I won the first year.
Right.
And well, it's not really. I don't want to correct you, Mr. Skip, but I don't believe it's technically an annual thing.
Why don't you shut your fucking trap, Jimmy?
You know, that's
fair
enough.
Okay?
That's fair enough.
I made a threat against Jeffrey Brenner. I can make
you
the
sure,
same threat
yes,
against you.
Absolutely.
All, I'm saying all this while I'm gangbanging Brenda, by the way. I forgot about that.
He's a professional. The man is a professional.
Thank you.
Swimming in that puss. With them fishies.
Jeffrey, I don't like you talking about my pussy no more.
I'm sorry, but I just love to sleep with the fishes.
Jeffrey, even while I'm getting fucked, I can't stand that joke.
Dinosaurs didn't see that coming.
Oh, Jesus. God damn it.
So, Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey Brenner.
As a loser, which we all remember that you are.
I remember that.
I can hear it in
piece
your voice.
Of shit.
All right.
Buddy, any comments on Jimmy's loserishness?
Nope.
Well, Jimmy, that's something, anyway.
Jimmy, as a rapper named Loser,
mm-hmm.
you are to be subjected to one round.
He called me that, all right.
To be subjected to one round.
Yes.
Of truth.
Yes.
Or.
Truth.
What was the other one?
A picture.
Wait, no, I got. Let me.
You remember that drug prevention program from the 90s?
Truth or above the influence?
Yes, that's it.
Well. I certainly don't feel like I'm above anything right now.
You don't look it either.
Thank you,
Jeff. Right. Why don't you leave the heavy lifting up to me, Jeff? How about that?
Let a professional insult me.
Hey, I'll come to your job and knock a,
knock the coffee out
of me. I've been unemployed for months, and you know that I've been looking for work. It's really tough out there.
So was that your truth segment right now?
Yeah.
Just that you're unemployed?
No.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
I pick truth.
Okay, Jimmy. You've selected truth.
I have.
Okay.
I will.
So you'll
I am.
Below the influence with Dallas McLachlan. And, all right.
Yeah.
Jimmy, truth.
Yes.
Who is the father?
Wow.
The father?
The father.
Of what?
The son.
Of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, but. Jeffrey Brenner, you certainly put me on the spot. Well, as you guys all know, and you too, of course, Brenda,
we
had you all submit DNA in varying forms. Jeffrey, since he is a virgin, opted to take a swab from the inside of his cheek. Buddy Skip, the great Buddy Skip.
Nick Rookchair.
had, he just had, sperm samples, like, in a mini fridge in the trunk of his car.
He was unemployed. I keep at least 7 of them in my pockets at all times. You never know when you're gonna need to have a paternity test. Little trick between you and me, radio audience. None of them sperm samples are for me. They're all from hobos, okay? Wink, they'll do anything for a goddamn nickel.
Jimmy rigged the chair to break so he could afford to get a job and pay for Nick's broken chair.
And, of course, Nick just gave us some chair remnants with his DNA on it.
No, whenever I break a chair, I come all over it. That's the weird thing about
Once again, I have a name.
And I came all over you tonight.
Yes.
So we're going to find out once and for all. Because, gentlemen, the results are in.
Lindsay Lohan version. The best version.
Who wants to know first? Who wants the results first?
Why don't we go ahead and give Nick Crosby the results first? That's me, by the way.
Okay. Oh, Nick.
Well, I don't know why you're here. Hey. I don't think that'd be a difficult thing to call. I don't know why you said that. Just, you know.
Okay. Nick wants to know. I certainly want to know. Well, the studio audience wants to know.
Or should we give Jeffrey's results first?
No, we'll go with you first.
Okay.
All right, Nick Crosby. You.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Are.
Yeah?
Not the father.
Oh, thank God!
Damn it.
How does it feel, Nick? How are you feeling now?
I'm not going to lie. I actually was totally ready for a son, and I think I would have been a great father. This is a,
I don't disagree.
This is a huge disappointment, a huge blow. All
right.
And I thought I was ready to move on to the next stage of my life. Apparently I'm not, so onward and upward.
That's a great attitude to have, Nick, especially in this dark, dark time in your life.
Is Buddy Skip the father?
Well, Jeffrey.
Come on. Family the father.
I have here Mr. Skip's results.
A father is more than just genetics.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
You're talking about a spiritual father, like Harold Bloom was to Stephen Daedalus. Not Harold Bloom, goddammit. I fucked up the reference.
I'm talking about that guy who wasn't there for you, buddy. Go on.
Oh, buddy.
Buddy Skip, you. No, you're not the father at all. It's hobos.
No, thank God. That hobo sperm I carry around on me at all times finally paid off. I've been paying $300 a week for that shit, okay? Do you understand how high a premium it runs on fucking that hobo sperm?
High-end hobo sperm.
Jesus Christ.
Well, nothing for the best, but for showbiz legends.
Are you counting
like
for garlic bread inflation, or it's...
I don't understand that reference that you just made.
You're paying garlic bread and...
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, whatever you just said. Sorry, well...
It's called a callback.
Jeffrey Burner! I have here. Your results are in. Ooh. Ah! And, as it turns out, you are not the father, but you are the mother.
What?
I don't know how that works. Because, first of all, as we've established, you've never had sex. And second of all, I mean, I guess it's no surprise that you have a vagina and a womb.
Yeah.
Since no one's seen your genitals.
Right.
What I'm wondering now is how you became a mother if you've never had sex.
Well, have I told... I mean, you know about your mother, God,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Wait, your mother, God?
Yeah, his mom's God.
Yeah. As was established in episode 3, Brendan Bullock.
Oh, right, I remember from listening to that episode.
Yeah, Brendan Bullock episode.
Oh, Silver Bullock.
The Brendan Bullock episode.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so your mom's God.
Is dead now.
Yes, continue, Jeffrey Burner.
As we all know from episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lockwood?
Matt Lockwood, yes, indeed.
The guest names aren't important. Let's just go ahead.
I can't help but agree.
So I, your mom, God.
Yes, right.
I was all up in that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yo mama.
Okay.
That G
does ring a bell. That does.
To the I gave her the D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She said, go, I gave her that D.
Let's get the logic of this, if you will, bit straight.
Sure.
Jeffrey Burner is a woman.
Right.
Right. He happened to mate with what is considered a deity.
Yeah.
Who is also a woman.
Or a deity, as one who would pronounce it correctly. Pronounce it. Go on.
Okay, one who would pronounce it with less sophistication and culture. But anyways, so he got with this, this female god.
This Genghis Khan.
This female god.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
This female got with a female god and somehow produced.
They call it football in Europe.
Football? He produced soccer? Wait. So, I don't understand. You're supposed to be a female.
Yeah.
His mom's God.
Yeah.
I know. It seems pretty clear to me now that we've... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, alright. I'm glad that we cleared all that up. That's good. I can see you guys run a tight ship here, for Christ's sake. God damn it.
Well, this apartment may be in a boat, but that doesn't make it any less.
No reason that we can't run it tightly.
This is tight as that Brenda's pussy.
By the way, have you guys noticed the water coming in here? Yeah, you guys, the water's coming in! How am I supposed to climax when all this water's rushing in?
I thought you turned the washing machine off, Brenda.
Yeah, it's not the washing machine, it's the ocean, which I guess you could call the Lord's washing machine. Yeah, turn off the Lord's washing machine, goddammit. But he skips trying the climax over here. Your buddy come.
Man, this has been a monumental episode.
We captured a buddy skip orgasm, and we ended the drought.
Brenda's
single-handed.
Vagina, otherwise known as Jimmy's alternate persona.
Do you realize what this means? We're heroes.
Did I say Jimmy? I meant Buddy.
Why don't you just keep it to yourself, your little theories, okay? I'm not fucking myself over here, right? I'm fucking Brenda. Yeah, that's right. He's fucking me real good.
Well, you're certainly fucking us.
Oh, Jesus. Get... Doing bits with you is like doing bits with a brick wall. Except if, I think doing bits with a brick wall would be a little bit more engaging. You know what I'm saying? Hey, no, I like you, kid. You're a good kid. I know I'm touching your elbow right now while I'm, fucking Brenna. Brenda, touching your shoulder. Hey, I've had a couple of drinks. I'm Buddy Skip. Okay? Hey, the mic skip.
I'm a chair.
Oh, you are a chair. Wish I could sit on your face.
So I think that pretty much...
I think that wraps it up.
Wraps up everything, I think. Pretty much everything.
I would like to thank, on behalf of Jeffrey Berner, our new permanent moderator, Nicholas Crosby.
Nicholas Crosby and Association
with Buddy
Skip. Thank you
guys so much for having me here. Thank you. This has been great. It's been a lot of fun.
I'd like to thank Adam Connie.
Yeah.
For interrupting while we record.
No, he was... Come on.
Very useful. And running a washing machine as we record.
And I would like to thank, of course...
Of course.
Mr. Buddy Skip.
Buddy Skip.
The one and the only.
Guys, I haven't come yet, but you want me to go out on me coming?
That would be... I couldn't think of a higher honor.
Was Buddy Skip come? A Buddy Skip pre-come?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Okay.
Well, that was just me getting horny, you know? Let me... you want me to come for you guys while you go
yes,
out?
As always.
As always.
Good evening, my name is James Calloway, speaking on behalf of Jeffrey Berner and the If I'm Louder, I'm Right team. We have been tasked by our producers to say at the beginning or end of each episode, before the closing tag, to ask our listeners to do the following. 1. Check out the other podcasts that are on the Point and Yell Network. 2. Go to Point and Yell on Facebook and quote-unquote like it. 3. Go to iTunes and review and rate our podcast. Do these things and you will not be harmed. Thank you. Good evening. We would also like to thank very much Hattie Fever for writing and recording our theme music. Also, follow us on Twitter, @louderandright, and feel free to tweet at us topic ideas that you may or may not have. Good night. Help!
This has been a Point and Yell production.
Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.